Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I have written two books about weight. And in my last podcast, the title was, I am probably the only person in the world who understands the problem of weight, and that is still true. So today, we want to talk about why it is impossible for virtually everyone to ever permanently lose weight on a diet, any diet. I don't care, it doesn't make any difference. Again, in order to understand the problem, and we'll get to the solution, the problem is that you intentionally gained weight, didn't want to, but you kept putting all that food in your mouth. Now you find yourself in a position where you want to reverse that by putting less food in your mouth and in hopes that your weight will go down permanently. Now, you've tried this and everybody else in the world has probably tried this. They went on a diet. Now, a diet deprives you of food that you've been using to satisfy your emotional needs, to make you feel better or to stop from feeling bad. All right, now, you gained weight, so why did you stop at the weight you're at? Really, why didn't you stop at 10 pounds more or 10 pounds less or 20 pounds more or 20 pounds less? Why? It's a critical point to understand. You stopped where you are right now because you were emotionally comfortable at that weight. Now, I know you can say, I hate this weight. I can't stand it. I want to weigh 10, 30, 40, 50 pounds less. Now, on paper, it should be the easiest thing in the world to do. All you have to do is put less food in your mouth. So now, let's say that you went on a diet. I don't care which one. Doesn't make any difference. And your weight went down 10, 20, 30 pounds. Okay? Now, the reality is that you gained that weight back. Why? Why couldn't you stay at 10, 20, or 30 pounds less? After all, you got there. Should be a simple matter to stay there. The fact is you can't. You know why? Because your body doesn't want to. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's true. Now, why? Because you don't feel emotionally comfortable weighing less. Because you're still using food to satisfy your emotional needs. So somebody can take the food away from you for a short period of time, but you can't last at that weight, because you are depriving yourself of the food that you need for emotional reasons. Now, you would seem that it would be simple to weigh less, but it isn't. You're going to gain the weight back because you don't feel comfortable at the lower weight. You say, John, this is just crazy. You're full of baloney. That's nonsense. I love weighing less. Really? Then why did you gain it back? Almost everybody gains it back. That's because they feel comfortable at the weight they tell you intellectually that they hate, that they can't stand. And yet here you are, having gone down 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, and you put it back on. Why in heaven's name would you do that? You sacrifice to get down by that number of pounds, and all of a sudden, wow, you're back up. You've defeated yourself. The reason, again, is because you are not emotionally comfortable weighing less. You've gotten to a point where you think too much, but emotionally you want to stay there. Really. You again think it's crazy, but it's factual. You just don't want to admit it. Everybody has told you, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. There is almost no chance of you doing that on a permanent basis, ever. I don't care how much money you pay people, what program you're on, whether you're diet, we have our meetings, but we buy food, doesn't make any difference. As long as you continue to use food to satisfy your emotional needs, you will always, always, always weigh what you don't want to weigh. So how do you solve the problem? What is it you need to do? I'll tell you, the first thing you need to do is forget about diets, forget about beatings. You don't have to pay anybody anything. This is all free. The people who want your money really should be telling you, give us your money, we'll tell you how to lose weight, but the chance of you permanently losing weight is probably zero. If they said that, you probably wouldn't give them any money. So they never can actually say that. Nobody can. So you have to understand the problem. You have to know what it feels like when you put food in your mouth to satisfy your emotional needs and when you don't. So here you are weighing too much. You hate wearing, being overweight or fat, and yet you find you can't do anything about it. And that's true. You will never, ever, ever be able to do anything about it on a permanent basis unless you understand and feel what the food does for you. Because once you learn that you do not need the food to satisfy yourself, to feel better, or to stop from feeling bad, you won't care about it anymore. Then you can weigh whatever you want. But that's the reason you will never, ever lose weight on any diet on a permanent basis. Because emotionally, you do not want to. Because, it would seem the easiest thing in the world if you took your weight down by 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds to stay there. After all, why couldn't you? The fact is you can't. You don't feel comfortable on an emotional basis weighing that. We'll go over again how to do this. It is really so very simple. Again, I'm selling you freedom, and I'm selling it to you free. I don't want any of your money saving. So you have to learn how to feel what the food does for you emotionally. Then you'll be able to deal with everything on an intellectual basis, and you won't care if you don't have that favorite food in your mouth. This is John Thomas. We'll go into more of this. Stick with me. Bye.